Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Fred Film Radio, this is Niccolò Comotti here, the 69th edition of the Berlinale, and today I'm joined by Jonathan Pinel and Caroline Poggi. Welcome.
Well, hi.
So guys, we start from, well, apparently an easy question. Jessica Forever, just a couple of minutes, or maybe one, just introduce the film for the audience, and then we go into that.
Alors, c'est l'histoire d'une femme, du coup, qui s'appelle Jessica.
So it's a story of a woman called Jessica, who has the power to heal. She heals orphans. That all, what they have in common, all these orphans, that there is that they are all ultra-violent. So with these children, that these boys that she has saved, they try to build a place and build a home where they can all be together.
Et c'est avant tout un film qu'on a pensé comme un film de sensations.
It's a film that's mainly about sensations, and that's why it was very long to write, because we were trying to find a narrative form that would help us link all these sensations, these images, and these emotions and feelings that it was all about. So that's what we wanted to tell.
That's actually very interesting what you said, because you really perceive it when you see it. I just imagine you starting from images or actually feelings, and writing maybe on the page, and then trying to find, you know, a narrative to link them. And what was the writing process to actually lead to that moment, especially because you're two, and sometimes, you know, a director needs to be alone to kind of find his way, but like two can be also a very powerful combination.
En fait, c'est exactement ça. On fonctionne vraiment par voilà par image. Et là, par exemple, la première scène pour Jessica.
It's exactly that. We start from images, and actually, the first image that we had before the film was even named Jessica or Jessica Forever, it was this image of two boys that arrive in an island. So it's that we have these images, these dialogues. Each of us writes on his own, and we show each other what we've written. So it's. We have this constellation, these galaxies of different images that, of course, will not all end up in the film. But what we do is try to find a way to put them all together, to bring them together, to make the connections. For instance, another strong image that we had was the location, the high school. So we had the island, and we also had the high school. We knew that that would be a very important place, a very important location. So yes, and then we just have all these things, and we try to make them all match and alternate.
Et c'était aussi un enjeu pour nous parce qu'on avait.
It was a big risk, or something really important was the fact that of writing a feature length after having written just shorts, because of course a feature needs a more solid narration in a way, because you need to keep, of course, the attention over an hour and a half. So this was a real important stake for us. So what we did, we were advised and helped by Mariette Désert, who had worked with Virgile Vernier in Mercurial, which is a very atypical film, completely atypical film. So we knew that we didn't want someone that would try to take us like to a classic form of the script with the psychology and everything, but no, someone that would understand the idea that we were looking for, a different form in which we would go into the strangeness and monstrosity.
And another thing also, like that I kind of imagined while watching, well, first of all, it's got one of the most powerful beginnings that I've seen in a long time. You know, like that, it's just like every single frame and the camera, and then, you know, I don't want to anticipate anything, but you know, there's a bang at the beginning. It's just very, very powerful. But at the same time, then that kind of movement, that you know, there's a staticity in it. You know, there's a stillness. But you try to combine stillness with violence and conventional beauty. I just found this kind of like a big shake, you know, because we have these models almost, you know, that you could take from in a campaign, but they are tormented human beings, but they don't express it apart from very few moments. There were moments maybe while you were writing, or actually where you shooting, that were like, this is not working, how do we do it? You know, like maybe this is too much of a challenge. There was maybe some moments of difficulty, or like, you know, struggling, or actually you started so well that, you know, once you were shooting, it was...
Nos films sont vraiment très 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 préparés. Tout le découpage était fait à l'avance. On sait exactement. Donc,
actually, our films, we prepare them very precisely in advance. We have a very clear découpage. So once we arrive to the shooting, we have really no doubts about the style that we want to achieve, the actor direction or the tone, the screen. That's why we spend a long time in the screenplay. So when we're there, it's already. So we knew how we wanted to direct the actors or this kind of calmness and stillness that we wanted. These characters, these boys, they're all very shy, very locked up in themselves. They have with this like huge shell around them. So we knew that what we wanted was to try to get through that and reach them and show that despite the very rare emotion that they show, that there is very much inside them. There's a lot of emotion inside them. So we, to achieve that, we use things like the off voice or music, or, but it's all in order to try to reach the inner world of these boys.
Je crois aussi que ce que tu disais du mélange, on va dire, de quiétude et de violence.
So yes, going back to this idea of what you were saying about combining, for instance, violence and stillness, precisely that. So these boys, they didn't grow up in the world. For us, we see that this violence that they have is like a kind of it's a kind of disease. It's a tumor that they have inside of them. So actually, I see these characters as if they were walking on a tightrope, and any emotion, any emotional breakout can make them fall, make them lose their balance and fall. For instance, when they scream or when they fight, they can just fall. So we need to like give them to sort of envelop them in a kind of calm, so to avoid that explosion because they're so fragile. So we want to show that they're not completely healed, that their balance is so fragile. And actually Jessica is their kind of, it's in a way, is their medicine. You were also talking about the conventional beauty. We like to work in our films, we like to work with this like fantastic universe, and where our characters appear almost as sacred, almost as demigods. So actually they're not totally human, so they don't know how to act or speak in a simple human way, how to express simple emotions.
That's very interesting. We can conclude then, going back to Jessica, because I was really impressed by the way that you decided to portray this motherly figure. But it's a mother that is not a mother anymore. He needs to be away from the idea of the affection in order to save these boys. And I was wondering, actually, the influence, you said exactly the demigods. So I could see, you know, these sort of gothic paintings, you know, with the gold part and this very staring. Because there's, you're always with the camera as well. You get there's always her sight goes beyond even the boys. And I just wonder if you actually based her image and her way to act also on specific paintings, or maybe some previous, you know, figures in cinema, any kind of, you know, the influence behind Jessica.
Les plus grandes influences pour Jessica, c'était vraiment des personnages de jeux vidéo. On avait.
So yeah, our greatest influence for the image came more from video game characters. For instance, the character of Quiet, Metal Gear Solid 5, that really marked us. So we wanted not for her to be exactly like that, but that gave us sort of the tone, and we wanted to be for her to be in that style. Or for instance, in The Witcher. Third.
Juste après, par rapport à la peinture gothique, enfin moi je.
Now, regarding gothic painting, I'm no expert. I love it, but I'm no expert at all. But the whole idea or the whole image makes me think also of these religious paintings in which you have a saint, like an icon, in the middle, but then you have all these scenes, these small sort of windows with scenes from their lives all around. So I thought of the film in those terms a bit, like it's this portrait of Jessica, and around it we have these little scenes of marking moments in her life, especially related to the boys, when she met the boys, for instance, when she met Kevin and saved them, when Kevin died. So yes, I can think of it in those terms, like with this storytelling, these images that have this storytelling capacity.
Merci beaucoup. Thank you so much, Caroline and Jonathan, here at Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.